Hello. The person whose computer, cell phone, or other internet-based communication device, conference call, or radio show that you are listening to or recording at this moment wishes to inform you that you are acting unlawfully and without their permission or consent. Your position with the National Security Agency or other United States executive or other de facto government or non-governmental office or corporation within or without the United States does not grant you special status to spy on innocent people. And remember, we are all innocent until proven guilty, which, any way you look at it, makes spying an unlawful act, since proof is not established at the time of spying. You, my fellow American, are not above the law. In your unlawful spying operations today, you will not be hearing any of those keywords or phrases you're looking for, such as the words assassinate and Obama together in the same sentence, or such other phrases such as overthrow the government, blow up the White House, kill, 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 bomb the CIA, terror, terrorist, or any other ridiculous catchphrases. You see, the person whose electronic device you are unlawfully monitoring right now knows, as you should and probably do, that government is the only real terrorist out there. In fact, most dictionaries specifically define terrorism as, quote, the systematic use of violence to create a general climate of fear in a population, and thereby to bring about a particular political objective, often employed by governments against their own people to suppress dissent, unquote. Examples given include the reigns of certain Roman emperors, the French Revolution in the Reign of Terror, Nazi Germany, the Soviet Union under Stalin, and Argentina during the Dirty War of the 1970s. Now, I'd imagine that the United States government will soon be added to that list. In other words, my anonymous government domestic spy, you are employed by a terrorist. Your employer knows, of course, that without false flag attacks that kill its own citizens, which are made to appear as if they are committed by outside threats and imaginary insurgents, the people would never allow such an unhonorable weasel like yourself to spy on them and their families, let alone support the massive military-industrial complex funded by government in a time of supposed peace. Come on, do you really think that you are somehow making the world a safer place? Really? Maybe you feel like you're acting in the best interests of the people. Or maybe you're implementing that age-old cry of the oppressor and its army of useful idiots, that you're just following orders. Maybe you just need to feed your family by destroying others. Or perhaps you even enjoy your job. Are you just a pervert who gets his rocks off by watching and listening to others have sex and domestic arguments all day? Maybe you don't even mind that your own son or daughter may be the next target of one of your good old boy buddies over in the next cubicle. Or maybe it'll be your wife. Or maybe you feel that this treasonous action against the very people you should be protecting from government somehow makes you an important cog in that corrupt municipal corporation you work for. But I assure you, if you wish to do your duty as a man and as an American, your surveillance apparatus should be pointed at the real terrorists, the ones you work for in the United States government, and not at the once free people of America. And trust me, you are not important to your government employers. You are a disposable commodity. You are indeed just another useful idiot being used by a corrupt government to create a more fascist state. Whatever it is that you believe justifies your actions today, I assure you that you are incorrect in your assumption. After all, you know what they say about opinions. Whatever it is that's getting your rocks off by unlawfully spying on innocent folks today, this is an official public notice that you are acting under color of law and should cease and desist in your actions immediately, or, as an employee of this terrorist government bound by its rules and laws, be subject to the full extent of your own U.S. Code, Title 18, Subsection 242. This code, which apparently you are ignoring today, is entitled Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law. If you are not familiar with that law, let me read it to you for your own benefit. For as you've surely heard by now, ignorance of your own law is no excuse for your unlawful behavior. So here's what it says. Quote, Whoever, under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom, willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year or both. And if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosives, or fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both. And if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for any term of years, or for life, or both, or may be sentenced to death. Now, I don't know about you, but I really don't want you to die. But I must admit, I find a small bit of comfort knowing that if any of your buddies out there acting as federal agents or any other federal, state, or local police or military forces come knocking down my door because you heard me say something your overlords didn't like, both they and you will be going to jail for a very, very long period of time and paying a hefty fine. That is, if the jury decides you don't deserve death. Now, if you are experiencing some patriotic sense of cognitive dissonance right about now, perhaps you should consult your own Federal Bureau of Investigation, which plainly states on its website that, quote, "It's a federal crime for anyone acting under color of law willfully to deprive or conspire to deprive a person of a right protected by the Constitution or U.S. law." Color of law simply means that the person is using authority given to him or her by a local, state, or federal government agency. Unquote. Well, my friend, that's you. And right now, you are willfully conspiring to deprive the person you are listening to of his or her rights. Wow. Now, is that really worth death? You know, if people actually utilized this law for themselves, the FBI would have to arrest just about every employee of the federal government, and probably every state and municipal employee, and for that matter, every appointed and elected official as well. Huh. So there is no confusion today. Most legal dictionaries in presenting case law agree that color of law is defined as, quote, "the appearance of an act being performed based upon legal right or enforcement of statute, when in reality no such right exists," unquote. Now, in case you missed that, it's talking about you. The person for whom you are spying on today wishes to inform you and place you on official legal notice that you are indeed acting under color of law to unlawfully spy on one of the public against their lawful and constitutionally protected rights. By proceeding in your surveillance and recording, you are officially acknowledging that you are fully responsible for your own actions without color of law or any other protection from government, and that you are liable under U.S. Code for damages and for breaking the law. You do not have permission or consent to continue spying in any way and by any other name representing the act of spying or actively or inactively recording and or the act of surveillance by the person or persons, men or women, citizens or non-citizens you are currently spying on, watching, and listening to. Which makes your assumption of having the right to spy on this or any other person within or without America incorrect and punishable to the fullest extent of the law. Thus, you are officially at this moment on notice that you are acting under color of law. And so, you should now consider your perceived authority to continue in your unlawful actions under color of law at this time legally and lawfully rebutted. You should cease and desist in any unlawful actions at this time. Any tacit or implied consent for your actions is officially and verbally withdrawn. And since anything that has been recorded today, in the future, or at any time in the past, including any written communications or opinions, either on paper or in any digital format or domain, was done so without written consent, those recordings, written materials, and any other form of data collection is to hereby be considered an illegal and illegitimate action, and is inadmissible as evidence in any court whatsoever. And yes, that includes all courts of the United States within or without the United States, including but not limited to U.S. territorial courts, state, county, or municipal courts, circuit, district, justice, or appellate courts, the laughably prima facie state or federal supreme and or superior courts, courts of appeal, courts of record, courts of equity, or any type of commercial court whatsoever, international courts, military courts, courts under any maritime or admiralty jurisdiction, and for that matter, all statutory courts of any kind. And to be sure I didn't leave out any one of your de facto jurisdictional boundaries unmentioned, let's just say that any court, tribunal, jurisdiction, or other legal forum operated under any judge, magistrate, court clerk, attorney, lawyer, or any other officer thereof, especially those persons acting under the auspices and color of any private association or non-profit organization, including the American Bar Association, the International Bar Association, or any other executive branch corporation or congressionally appointed construct within or without the United States federal or other government. Now, if for some reason you are still breaking the law by continuing to listen to this recording, the person for which you are currently surveilling wishes to inform you that by continuing to spy, you understand further your own precarious disposition if you decide to ignore this public notice by referring you to your employee handbook entitled U.S. Code under Title 42, subsection 1983, which reinforces your illegal actions when it states that, quote, every person who, under color of any statute, ordinance, regulation, custom, or usage of any state or territory or the District of Columbia, subjects or causes to be subjected any citizen of the United States or other person within the jurisdiction thereof to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured by the Constitution and laws, shall be liable to the party injured in an action at law, suit in equity, or other proper proceedings for redress. Unquote. Now again, that's talking about you. In other words, the person whom you are listening to and recording illegally right now, and in the past and future, reserves the right to hold you personally responsible for your actions, without any protection of this wacky doublespeak called U.S. Code, that you assume protects you from being responsible for your own actions. To be clear, this person will sue you, the man or woman, personally and outside of your job title, for all of your personal wealth and property. Honestly, you'll probably have to go into debt, since no jury of the people is going to sympathize with your actions, and especially since, as of right now, you're taking personal responsibility for all of your actions without protection under that illusionary color of law due to your listening to this legal notice. So, as you cower behind your technology in some dark room eating donuts like some immoral sex phone operator, please be advised that you are now, have in the past, and will be in the future acting unlawfully, without consent, and only under color of law by spying on this or any other person within the color of the United States jurisdiction today or at any time in the future or in the past. Again, and for the record, anything you listen to or record at any time now, in the past, or in the future is not admissible in any court of, within, or without the United States for any purpose whatsoever without the express permission and written consent of the person for whom you are unlawfully and without permission surveilling, recording, listening to, or otherwise spying or transferring data, sound, or video from. Under no circumstances should consent in any case whatsoever be assumed or presumed at any time for your surveillance activities of any kind whatever, and any future attempts at such spying must first be contractually understood and given by written permission of this person. This notice should be construed to apply to any past or future surveillance records and immediately and proactively overrules any statutory or other legal limitations or privileges assumed or previously enacted. Consider yourself on notice. Please cease and desist. Now, why don't you start being part of the solution, not part of the problem? This message will repeat until you get it through your head that you are not one of the good guys. And this message will not self-destruct.